to the final experience as presented on these audio cassettes, and that is the spiral meditation, the meditation that involves a self-healing, self-nourishing experience. This self-healing, self-nourishing meditation can be used on a daily basis, although it is best used in a healthy person once a week, just to maintain the deep sense of inner harmony and the deep senses of energy flow in the body, particularly so that you don't become bored with doing such a meditation when you are feeling quite good. On the other hand, if one is dealing with illness in the body, it would be best to use this meditation on a daily basis. This would allow a deepening and a heightening of the healing energy and the deeper senses of harmony to be precipitated in the body. One may also want to use this meditation in preparation for surgical procedures so that the body may heal more rapidly or be in a deeper state of harmony prior to such surgical trauma. I've also used this meditation as preparation before public speaking or other stressful circumstances so that I'm in a deep state of harmony and well-being just prior to any sort of stress, whether it's professional or personal. In order to prepare for this meditation, it's necessary to conceive of oneself as both a giver and a receiver of energy. In other words, in the meditation, when I refer to the giver, you will imagine as if your hand is on someone else rather than on your own body, even though you're touching your own body. And when the meditation talks about going to the receiver state of consciousness, it's as if someone else is touching your body as you feel energy flowing in. This is a critical realization, as the giving mode and the receiving mode do not have the same sense to the aware consciousness. This is what makes this meditation so powerful and so effective. It's important that you realize that the meditation is a slow meditation. It is one to be savored, to be experienced, to be enjoyed. It is never to be rushed. When the spiral meditation completes its opening sequence, your hand will be radiating up to the transpersonal point. Following this, there will be 2 minutes of silence where you're to drop your hand down to simply be. You may wish to stay in this state much longer than the time allotted on this tape, and therefore you may wish to turn the meditation tape off. Simply turn the meditation tape back on again when you wish to close this meditation. The closing sequence of the meditation, called the closing spiral, is done fairly rapidly. It is a sense of connecting to these chakra points or energy centers with a sense of appreciation and nourishment and releasing so that you may return to your ordinary state of consciousness easily. You're not to linger in the closing spiral. While sitting, and the meditation is best performed sitting, one can sit in a chair or one can be seated in a loose American Indian style with crossed legs, or one could be in full lotus for those of you that meditate along formal lines in the Eastern tradition. It's important that you wear comfortable clothing and that you are comfortable in the seated position. Some of you who are beginning to deepen your experiences in meditation might want to have a backrest, so sitting in a chair would be important. I do find that lying flat often induces a state of sleep rather than meditation, and therefore I would ask that you not do the spiral meditation while lying down.